ministry of Reverend Selassie Maxings of the Makarios Church, East Legon Ogbojo Branch. He is a seasoned and anointed teacher of the word and prophet whose ministry is backed by signs, wonders, and instant miracles. His unadulterated teaching of the word will change your life forever. Now, sit back, relax, and be blessed by today's word.
Are there Christians here?
Yes.
Oh, I'm talking to them. Be alive. Be alive. Let me talk to you briefly. Anytime I'm ready to preach, no, my time is up.
Preach.
Anytime I'm ready to preach, my time is up. Where am I in Paul? Serpents are masters of the powers of the mouth. They are masters of the powers of the mouth. Randy, please be good to me. Romans chapter number 10. Romans chapter number 10. Verse number 8. No, not NLT, King James. Not 18, 8. King James. Are you in church? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. It's King James English. The word is nigh thee. It means it's near you. The word is nigh thee. But what is it? Even in thy mouth, we're talking about the word. There is a word that Paul is saying is near you. Then he's showing up, where is the word? He said, even in thy mouth, there is a word in thy mouth. And where else?
And in thy heart.
Hey, all the people here, they are asleep. This constituency. All of you here are asleep. Elbow your neighbor that be alive, be alive, be alive, be alive.
Be alive.
The word is in thy mouth and in thy heart. In thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith. Which we preach. So there is a word of faith, a word of faith, which is a word, when it's spoken, it reveals your belief, because there is also a word of fear. When you make such a statement, we diagnose that you are afraid. There are some things when you say, immediately we diagnose fear in your statement. Most times when people are about to travel and they pray, they don't pray out of faith, they pray out of fear.
You are preaching?
Yes. When they're about to travel from Accra to Cape Coast and you sit in the car, most people pray, when they pray, it's out of fear. Not out of faith. And the way you even pray the prayer, it reveals that challenge. This prayer, you are praying so that you will go and come back in safety, because it is fear that has gripped your heart. You know that this Accra Kumasi road, many people have died on this road. Or when you sit in 207, is it 207 or 204? 207. One of the buses that have caused the most numerous accidents in Ghana is 207.
Yeah.
To Sprinter. When you set aside, now you remember that challenge. Hey, I'm going to Suhum. I have to pray. That, hey, I have to pray. Hey, I have to pray. That prayer is out of fear. Yeah. It's a prayer out of fear. And God doesn't answer such prayers.
Yes.
I'm talking to you.
Talk to us.
But there is a word of faith. Yeah. When you speak it, it said that it is in your mouth. And it's also in your heart. When you say it, immediately you reveal to us what you believe. We see what you believe. But I'm talking about serpents as masters of the powers of the mouth.
Powers of the mouth.
Oh, we need time. We're running out. But God will do us grace. Am I preaching already?
Yeah, preaching hey. Good.
I can't find the page. Okay. Found it. Snakes are wise because they use their mouth as weapons to fight. True or not true?
It's true.
Snakes don't have a hand to slap you with or to exchange blows with. They don't have a hand. They don't have feet to push you or to kick you, whatever. You know, their only weapon to fight is the mouth. So they've got fangs in the mouth, like some tooth be. One is like this, one is like this. And they have a hinge here. Their mouth, there's a hinge here. You know what a hinge is? What you put on the door to make it open. So that hinge here makes a snake able to open its mouth wider than you can imagine. It allows a snake's mouth to open so wide to be able to accommodate many things that are bigger than itself. Yes.
You are teaching
and
us.
Its body can stretch. So if you are bigger than it can swallow you. Thursday, somebody showed me a video. I told them, send that video to me. A dog, a local dog, not even a foreign dog, a local dog, found itself among two lions. And the lions approached it, two of them. One came this way, one came that way. They wanted to devour the dog. Do you know what the dog did? It went back about a few steps and came after the lions. The lions were shocked. They were shocked that, I can't believe this small boy. You see, sometimes your enemy or the people who intimidate us, they are happy because you are intimidated.
Yeah.
But if you stand to their face, they will crumble down.
Yes.
Yes. There are some people you need to stand to their face and tell them, never talk to me that way again. Never talk to me that way. Yes. You will see that you have been thinking the person is big and whatever, but the moment you stand to their face, they will crumple down before you like that.
Preaching good.
Am I preaching?
Yes, you are preaching.
The mouth of a snake is an amazing weapon that it uses successfully. Nano. Otumi use basa. What is the thing? To be wise as a serpent, you must use the gift and the grace God has given you through your mouth. You must develop the power of the mouth.
Power of the mouth.
Say the power of the mouth.
The power of the mouth.
Yes. Some people are able to use their mouth as weapons more successfully than others. I'm just reading, then I'll take you on. Every minister has been given some power in the mouth. Use your mouth to achieve what you want. Is someone in church?
Yes.
Huh? You see the fangs?
Yeah.
Anything the snake has to win a battle, anything it has to win a battle is connected to the mouth. So the fangs, when it chokes you, it's more than a syringe. Then it has venom. The poison that kills you is in the mouth. And the part that swallows you is the mouth. Everything then the devil and the snake has to win its battles are all in the mouth. Yes. And Jesus is saying that we must be wise as serpents to also engage our mouth, because then the mouth becomes a weapon for a Christian. Say, I have a weapon.
I have a weapon.
Yes. Whereas for a snake, it is the venom, the poison. For a human being, it is our words. Our words.
Words.
Our words.
Yes.
When a snake is using its venom, we are using our words. So everybody who has a word in your heart and a word on your mouth, you have been empowered by the Lord. You are stronger than your enemies with a word on your mouth. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, you are talking to us.
Yes. One man of God said that a closed mouth equals to a closed destiny. Anybody who cannot speak cannot win. Anybody who cannot speak cannot win. When your mouth is closed, your destiny is closed. If you can speak, if you can say something, if you can talk, if you can pray, if you can sing a song, if you can intercede, if you can say, if words can come out from your mouth, you have no business being down there as a defeated Christian. You can't be down there being defeated. If you can sing a song, sometimes even the words are better put in a harmony. The words that you want to say, it's nicer you put them in a harmony and a tune and you release the words. But once you can sing or say or talk or preach or pray or intercede, if words can come out of your mouth, you should be unstoppable. Look at your neighbor and say, I am unstoppable.
I am unstoppable.
Yes. Look at the next verse. Charlie, oh. You ready?
Preach.
Next verse. Something like, it takes me too much time to settle before I take my message on. That if thou shalt confess with what?
Thy mouth.
Those are the back. Dance sisters, are you in church? If thou shalt confess with what?
Thy mouth.
Thy mouth. The mouth. The Lord Jesus. And shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Please follow me. Just follow me. Verse 10. For with the heart, do you have a heart? Do you have a heart?
Yes.
For with the heart, Timothy can believe unto righteousness. It is your heart you used to believe. Yes. And once you have a heart, you have the power to believe something. And you have the right. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
You have the right to believe anything you want to believe. It's your right.
Yes.
Yes, it's your right. To believe anything. You can sit here and believe that you will be one day you will be one of Ghana's presidents.
Yes.
And somebody will say that, but you don't have WASI. But you've not been to university. You tell them that, Master, I have the right to believe. It is my right.
Yes.
When I believe something, I have not offended anybody.
Yeah.
I've not broken any law. I have the right to believe.
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Yes. You can believe that you'll be Ghana's richest man by age 50. Somebody will say, but you are in your 30s. You don't even have 5,000 in your account. He said, Master, Jaisa, believing is my right.
Yes.
I choose to believe.
I choose to believe.
I choose to believe. Ask another, do you have a heart?
Yes.
Okay, people here don't have hearts.
Do
you have a heart?
Yes.
Yes. Then you can believe something.
Yes.
Because here is the secret. If God is coming to do something for you, He will come and look at what you wrote on your heart.
Yes.
When God visits your heart, He will come and read what you wrote on your heart. And it is your believing that writes on your heart. Whatever you are believing, you are writing on the tablets of your heart. And the Bible said that the Lord God, He seeth not as a man sees. He looketh unto the heart. He's seen to your heart. He's seen your heart.
Yes.
He's seen your heart.
Yes.
He's seen your heart.
Yes.
Yes. You can believe.
I can believe. Yes.
In your heart, you believe. And then with your mouth. With your what?
Mouth.
Mouth. Mouth.
Mouth.
Mouth. Mouth. Mouth. Mouth. If you went to my school, you would say mouth. If you went to my wife's school, you say mouth.
Hey, my God.
Hey.
Hey.
Because my school beat their school in National Science and Maths quiz.
That is it.
Yes. But it's on. They showed it on a TV station that they don't show in Ghana. That's hey. That's why you didn't see. Yes. Yes. Timothy went to my school. Yes.
Hey.
Yes. My school, what's our motto? Head, heart, hand. That's all.
We are the Maulians.
We don't talk plenty. Hey. We don't say it's so many things. Plenty, no, no, just head, heart, hand.
Wow.
That's all. That's all. It's a coded. It's a coded well.
Okay. That's cool.
Yes.
That's,
yes.
That's
cool. With your mouth.
Hey.
You confess. Somebody say confess.
Confess.
Unto salvation. So if it's salvation you want to have, you believe in your heart, then you confess from your heart unto salvation. No problem. If it's marriage you want, you believe it on your heart. From your heart, you confess unto
marriage.
No problem. You don't want marriage. You are married already. No problem. You want prosperity.
Yeah.
Is that not so?
Yeah.
You believe in your heart. What do you believe? You believe that whatever money you need,
yes,
whatever money you want,
yes,
whatever money you desire,
yes,
you can have it. It is possible, and you walk in it.
Yes.
You believe it in your heart.
Yes. I believe it.
Believe it in your heart. Because there is no amount of money God will give you that is not written on your heart.
Yes.
If it's not written on your heart, God will never give it to you. It has to be written on your heart. It has to be written in your heart. Then from your heart, you confess.
Yes.
Unto salvation. Prosperity. I see the Lord raising up five financiers.
Yes.
five financiers.
Yes.
And it will be a story to tell one day.
Yes.
Because it doesn't look it today.
Yes.
It doesn't look like it today.
Yes.
But we don't serve a dead God.
Yes.
We serve a living God.
Yes.
One who can make your today,
yes,
far different from your yesterday.
Yes.
You can sleep in a dungeon today.
Yes.
And tomorrow you wake up in a palace.
Yes.
I declare in your life. Anointing that raises up financiers,
yes,
let it come upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Shall I believe it?
I believe it.
Yes. Take your seats. Listen, ask for God. People think that when you come to church and the pastor is making sad declarations, they are emotional things. They are psychological things. People are too intelligent. It's your intelligence that's worrying your Christianity.
You are pretty good.
Your intelligence is worrying your Christianity. Are you in church?
Yes. You are
so
pretty.
Everybody must start to be confessing things. Be confessing things. Are you in church?
Yes.
One day. People here are sleeping.
Yeah.
One day.
They are awake.
God. He arrived on the scene.
Yeah.
When he arrived on the scene, nothing was going on. The Bible declares it in Genesis 1:1 that the earth was without form and was void. The word void, V-O-I-D, means empty. Is there something empty in your life? Is your house empty of a refrigerator?
Empty.
Is your account empty? Empty.
And void.
Void. Without form. There's no shape. It's not defined. Is your destiny void and without form? You can't tell right now whether you are supposed to be a nurse or you're supposed to be a doctor, you're supposed to be a policeman. Your destiny is looking without form. You can't understand. And I'm talking to young people who cannot envisage 15 years from now. Where will I be? What will I have? When I look at my right, my mother is struggling financially. I look at my left, my father is burdened with sickness. I look at my senior brother, he can't sit up. And you look at your future and say, what does the future hold for me? It's looking without form and void. But God stepped onto such a scene.
Yes.
Jesus. And he saw darkness.
Yes.
Darkness, 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 total darkness. When there's darkness, you can't see. Who is my wife? You can't see. You can't see. Because you are in darkness. When you are in darkness, you can't see. Am I supposed to live in Ghana? I'm supposed to live in America. You are in darkness. You can't see. What job should I do? Only darkness. You can't see. And God said, no. I've got the power of my mouth. What I'm seeing, I don't like. But I've got a weapon. And the Bible says that, and God said. And when God was saying, he wasn't saying to another God. God wasn't praying to a God. Because there was no God beside him to pray to. But he was saying to the situation, the darkness. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
There are times you can pray to your God, but other times, let your God rest and face the situation. Face the darkness. Face the unemployment. Face the hardship. Face the sickness. Face the mental problem. And say something. Say something. And God said, he was not saying to God, he was speaking to the darkness.
Yes.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
How do you tell darkness, give me light? How do you tell unemployment, give me job? How do you tell poverty, release my money? Don't you rather tell God to release your money? How do you tell poverty to release your money? He told darkness, let there be light. Because every problem in your life is hiding your miracle. When there's a problem in your life, underneath it is your miracle. It's a darkness that is covering the light.
Yes.
In fact, the presence of the problem means that the solution is there. Because it's covering it.
Yes.
It's covering it. The darkness is covering the solution. The darkness is covering the solution. If the children are not coming in the marriage, it is proof that there are children in the marriage.
Yes.
Darkness is covering it. It's covering it. I don't know who I'm speaking to today.
You are speaking to me.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
And darkness gave up. Gave up. Do you know the problem? We stop talking too early. When we talk once, twice, we stop. Do you know that when the Bible said, God said, let there be, and there was. In eternity, at that time, there's no time. There's no time in eternity. So we cannot tell whether it happened immediately, or happened 1 week after, or happened a year after. But what we know is that once he said it, it happened.
Hey, it happened.
It happened. It happened.
Yes.
It happened. It happened. So eternity, which lacks time, doesn't give us how long it took for God to see what he said. But one thing the text doesn't deny of us, that God saw what he said. He saw what he said. He saw what he said. I listened to Pastor Chris Xavier. He said when he was around in his 20s, he was in school. He kept telling his classmates, I am 10 years ahead of all of you. He looked at his sister, all of you, I'm 10 years ahead of all of you. And they would chide him, C-H-I-D-E. They would scorn him. It's like, Charlie, who are you, Jimmy? You and I, we are in class. We sit in the same class, econ's class, government class, whatever. You are telling him that you are 10 years ahead of us. He said he kept telling them that he's 10 years ahead of us. Today, he said none of his friends can compare to where he is. None of his friends.
Yeah.
Then he told them that when he says he's 10 years ahead of them, they don't believe. He told them that there is no nation in this world whose gates can close to him. When he was in his 20s, he was in school. He wasn't a pastor.
Yeah.
In his 20s. He said, I tell them that I'm 10 years ahead of them. And one of the proofs is that there's no nation whose gates can close to him. Is it happening?
It's happening.
Is it happening?
Yes.
Maybe your 2020 was the way it is because in 2012 you were not saying anything. Maybe in 2014, if you had said some things, 2021 would have been different. So now, maybe 2023 or 25 may be depending on what we are saying in 2021. Yes. Yes. Maybe. Yes. That's why I will not lose the opportunity to tell you that you have to buy a good television and buy a good mobile phone. Because NJBR, every day you will see me on your television.
Amen.
And on your phone.
Yes.
If you use a phone that is not good, my voice will not come through there. It will pass through the thing. If your TV is the one with the back, in 2021, your TV has a back. I will not appear on such a screen. I said, I will not appear on such a screen. Yes. Yes. Only flat screen will I appear. And you see me ministering. You see me preaching. You see me anointing. Kings will be seated and will be listening to the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. Yes. And can I talk to you as well? Can I talk to you as well? When five people are arranged, whether in your family, whether in your place of work, whether in your house, if they are five, you will always be the preferred one. You will always be the chosen one. You will always be the chosen one. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Speak the word.
Yes. Speak the word.
Hey. Sometimes you need to wake up in the morning and look yourself in the mirror and say, I am big.
Yes.
I am big. I am big.
I am big.
Everything about me is big.
Everything about me is big.
And I'm not talking about your physical body. I'm talking about the enlargement of everything around your life.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Enlargement.
And don't mind the devil.
Yes.
Because when you say it, he will say, where is it? Tell him, you are blind, you can't see it. Yes. Tell the devil he's blind, he can't see.
The devil, you are blind.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
I said, am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
Yes. Use the power of your mind. Talk to your business. Talk to your shop. Say that I am always recommended. I am always recommended. My product is always recommended. People are recommending me. I'm just getting calls. I am always recommended. Standing there in the mirror, look at yourself and say, hey, look at my business. Always recommended. I am always recommended. Yeah. Who am I talking to? 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 Who am I talking to?
Yes.
Say to yourself, it's your right.
Yes.
It's your right to look yourself and call yourself, I am the favorite. I am the favorite. Favorite. I am favored.
I am
favored.
Yes.
I am favored.
Yes.
I am favored.
Yes.
I am favored.
Yes.
I am favored.
Yes.
I am favored.
Yes.
I am favored.
Yes.
Tell us, I am favored. My children are favored. My church is favored. My business is favored. I am favored. I am favored. I am favored. Nobody will say it for you. Nobody will say it for you. Nobody will say it for you. You have to say it for yourself. You have to mention your name and say, hey, Selassie, you are favored. I am the favored.
The favorite.
I have the favorite. Hey!
Hey!
Yes. You have to say it beautifully. And say that wherever my name is mentioned, favor comes up.
Yes.
Wherever my face appears, favor. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
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 Don't allow your situation to determine your comments. your situation. Speak from your faith. Don't speak from your situation. I hear.
Yes.
So there are some words you must ban them from your vocabulary. Words like broke. A word like broke. You have to perform a funeral for that word.
Yes.
Bury that word forever.
I broke. Buried it. Yes.
Because some they think that the word broke, no. They are cousins.
Not at all. Hey.
Now, our trouble status. So, I'm broke. Can anybody send me something? Then you put your Momo number or your. I see it on people's WhatsApp. I'm broke. Can somebody send me something? 024 for something. Then you put I'm broke. I said, perform a funeral for that word.
Yes.
Broke.
Yes.
We are burying it today.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. One man of God said, he came from work. When he got to the house, his wife said, "Oh, Major, the rice is finished." He said, never use the word finished in this house. The word finished should never sound in this house.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
Finished. That is finished. How can the rice finished?
How?
He said, this is your last time you are using the word finished in this house. Don't say it's finished. Can we bury that word too?
Yes.
We have to perform a funeral for that word.
Yes.
And bury it.
Bury it. Yes.
Then this is where I end. Every faith in your heart, unconfessed, lacks power to become true. Can I say it again? Anything you strongly believe that you don't push out with your word, it lacks power to become true. Because people are afraid that I don't want people to hear my destiny, so I won't say it. No. Let them hear it. Let them hear your vision. Always be telling them. I always tell your enemies that you, one day I will employ you. You. I will employ you. Yes. Always. People should know you for what you are believing God for. You understand? People, when we see you, we should know you for where you are right now. We should also know you for what you are believing God for. If we don't know you for what you are believing God for, you lack power to become it. So in Pastor Chris's class, every of his classmates knew from his confession that this guy, this is where he wants to go. And truly he became it. How come your faith is only in your heart? Well, how come what you are believing is only in your heart? It's like it's only in my heart. I don't want the witches to hear. I don't want the haters to hear. I don't want the attackers to hear. When they hear it, they will kill my destiny. No, they can't kill it. They will rather become afraid of your destiny.
Yes.
Keep talking it. Keep saying it.
Yes.
Keep declaring it.
Yes.
Keep shouting it.
Yes.
Keep speaking. it. Keep announcing it. Let them hear it. Let them hear where you want to go. Let them see your future. And I declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, what you are declaring, what you are confessing, what you are speaking, what you are saying, if the Lord be God, may He make it true in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please take your seats. Let me close. As I end, this is how I end. This is how I end. Blind Bartimaeus had a problem. He saw Jesus passing. And he wanted to speak. The guy said, shut up. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Don't talk. He said, no, I can see my miracle. That man passing is holding my miracle. The guy said, don't talk. There are things that are making you not talk. It's like, don't say what you want. There are ladies, they want marriage, but they can't say it. It's like, when I say it, I will look too desperate. But really, in your heart, you want marriage. But you are looking psychedelic and whatever, and you can't say because you don't want to look desperate. And faith in your heart, undeclared, lacks power to become true. And the guy said, don't say it. He said, Chai, I'll say it. Jesus! He said, no. Don't say you are a millionaire. Ah, that's pride. You are proud. 1,000 crowns you don't have. You say you are a millionaire. Do you know millionaire? Don't say it. Jesus! Don't say it. Don't say I'm healed. We can see the symptoms. We can see the pain. You are dragging your feet and you are saying I'm healed. Don't say you are healed. We can see that you are not healed. Why are you saying you are healed? Don't say it. He said, no. No, I will still say it. I will still say it. I'm a mother. And there's no crying baby in my hands. I'll just say it.
Say it.
Don't say it. I'll say it. Jesus. And Jesus heard. He said, Who called me? Who called me? Jesus said, Who called me? Somebody is shouting something to my ears. Who called me? Did you know that blind Bartimaeus was not the only blind man? If you read Matthew's version, there were other blind people. Only Luke tells us that he was the only blind man. There were other blind men there. He didn't shout. Jesus said, call him for me. And do you know that when he shouted, both his helper and his haters heard him? Sometimes for your helper to hear you, your hater must also hear. Yes. So if you are afraid your hater will hear, your helper too will not hear. You have to shout it. You have to shout it. If you are afraid that you don't want some people to hear what you want to say, your solution holder may also not hear. So when he shouted, both those who hated him heard him shout, and his solution, Jesus, also heard him shout. But thank God that in the midst of your hater, your destiny helper can stand for you. Do you know I'm talking to you? Most of you don't have anything. True. True. Most of you don't have anything. You don't have a house. Even that from the, like if you take the dancing stars, they don't have anything. If I take offering right now, they can't give me 10 cedis. But you will be surprised. You will be surprised. A few years to come. A few years to come. A few years to come. You know, I finished preaching, you know, but I think that God wants somebody to hear something else. A few years to come. We can look at these girls. Most people don't have anything. Most of you don't have much. Is it true or not true? Don't be afraid. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. Yes. Keep speaking. Nobody will speak for you. Nobody will speak for you unless you speak for yourself. Nobody will prophesy for you unless you prophesy over you. Father, I pray. Put fire on our tongues. Anoint our lips. Anoint our mind. Our hearts. When we believe, God is even ministering to you right now. There are some of you, what you are believing is not big enough. It's too small. To believe God for a shop, a container by the roadside is too small. Why don't you believe God for a supermarket? You want to set up a saloon, a hairdressing saloon or a seamstress shop in the corner somewhere. It's too small. God is saying, I should tell somebody, what you are believing Him for is too small. Change the game. Lift up the bar. Believe according to my ability, not according to your ability. And let the God who does miracle, Father, step into this situation and bless us. Jesus' name I pray. Amen.